Here at the 2011 Farm Progress Show in the GrowMark tent with me is Rick Nelson. Rick, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm a corn and soybean farmer from Paxton, Illinois, and I serve on the GrowMark Board of Directors, and I was selected as a Master Farmer in 2009.
And that's what we're going to talk about, is the Master Farmer Program. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, the Master Farmer Program itself is a recognition of farmers within the state of Illinois who have not only achieved excellence in production agriculture, but also in service to community, church, and the bigger society efforts. And so that's how that award comes about. One of the components of that, and it's just new here in the last few years, is a Cultivating Master Farmers program where some of the master farmers who've been around for a while spend some time then with young and upcoming farmer couples that are just really getting started in their career.
So what are some of the components of being a master farmer?
Well, The pieces of being a master farmer, I guess, include obviously excellence in crop production, not necessarily just in terms of yields, but in management of farm operation. And, of course, that includes many things from marketing to agronomic services. And then the other piece that is I think, especially unique about the program is the emphasis that is placed on service to community, particularly to cooperatives or to church organizations or to other public functions that benefit your community as a whole. And the selection committee looks heavily at those parts as well.
So how, if someone was interested in the program, how would they go about finding out more about it?
Well, the Master Farmer Program is sponsored by Farm Progress Publications, so that's obviously Prairie Farmer in the state of Illinois. And there's a nomination process where someone would nominate an individual for that award. So it's usually not a self-nomination process. Someone else would do that. Frequently, former Master Farmers will submit names of folks in their area that they think are qualified. But anyone can submit a name for nomination to Farm Progress. And you can go to the Prairie Farmer website and find out more information about that or look in the magazine.
Well, how do you think the Master Farmer Program is helping build better farmers?
Well, the Master Farmer Program obviously is something to aspire to during your career, but it's one of those things that you don't set about working your career to achieve that particular goal. It's just something that comes to you as a recognition of what you've done. As we look at the Cultivating Master Farmer Program, the side shoot here, what we're trying to do there is do a little experience exchange, a little mentoring type of program, and we'll have 5, 6, or 7 current Master Farmer couples then meeting with a group of 25 to 30 young couples throughout the state, and we'll meet together 3 to 4 times a year for a 2-year period on this program. And then in those sessions we'll talk about anything that the group wants to talk about, but we typically try to ask for ideas ahead of time so we can have some reflection on that. Those things might include changes in technology, application of that, record keeping, marketing skills, transition from one generation to the next, dealing with labor issues, and all those kind of things that might come into play. Hopefully some of us who've been through some of that can share our experience with the younger group so they don't make some of the same mistakes we did.
Well, really, so that's how you're helping to grow better farmers, is by being an example to them and being a mentor to them.
That's exactly right, and part of what we try to do in that program is to allow them to ask the questions, not so much that we're driving down, here's what you need to be thinking of, but let them ask the questions that are on their minds, the topics that are on their minds, the situations they've been through. A lot of times it revolves about transferring of the farm business itself, but then also things like estate planning and stuff like that many of us are maybe more focused on as we're nearing the end part of our career, and the younger group is looking at how do we set a plan up that can transition and stabilize the farm operation from generation to generation. And in fact, it's kind of amazing, but many of those young folks are already looking at what can I do going through my career to make sure that I have something to pass on to my kids.
What do you think about the position of GrowMark right now, as well as the agriculture industry as a whole and how it fits in?
To the GrowMark piece, GrowMark is extremely well positioned in the marketplace right now. We've had the 7 best earning years we've ever had on record have occurred here in the last 7 years. Earnings this year, just outstanding types of numbers in that $180 million range. And obviously then that allows us to pay a significant amount of patronage to our members, our member cooperatives, and those members who do business with one of our retail divisions. And so there'll be about $80 million flow back directly to those companies, those individuals this year. And so that's a great financial benefit. But the real keys we're focused on, the real piece is that we're trying to make sure that we provide quality products and service in a timely fashion, a reliable fashion, and that we, in effect, can kind of set the standard of the industry in terms of service and reliability.
All right. Thank you very much. Here at the Farm Progress Show at the GrowMark tent, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.